Bar.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm back. You know, it's one of those things where you have such an awesome hour of real estate investing information that you just miss it every day, don't you? And then, you know, you turn on the dial, you know it's happening, and you listen to the music, and you get geared up, and you get fired up, and you're like, hey, I'm going to learn something. And guess what's going to happen today? You're going to learn something. I'm your host, Abhi Goldhawk. My guest today is Bruce McNeilage with Kinlock Partners. And he's been around the block so many times with real estate investing in the single family rental space, in build to rent, in subdivisions. He understands development. He understands flipping. He understands what the market is. And I can't wait to pick his brain a little bit about how new investors and now also seasoned investors should be acquiring properties or should consider how to acquire properties. Because as you know, in a hot market, those acquisition strategies tend to dry up pretty quickly, and we have to start looking toward other methods and other ways to do so if we want to survive. Bruce and I were having a conversation before we started, and it was kind of interesting. I'm like, well, I like the MLS. And he's like, really? You don't really find so many deals in the MLS, but it could be a way to go if you know what you're looking for on the onesies. Portfolios, if you want to grow and scale your business, acquiring portfolios, that's something to consider. Or you should also potentially consider building rentals yourself if you have the experience, if you have the team. So I want to talk to Bruce about these things, about how you can build that team. What are some of the most important things to consider if you're just starting out as a new real estate investor in the space, and what you should really be focused on, whether it's build to rent, whether it's wholesaling initially maybe, to get a good lay of the land so you have the time to build the team, or should you just jump into flipping and just kind of take it from there? There are a couple things that I want you to do, though, during the show. One, ask a lot of questions. This is what is going to drive you to get better, to learn, to execute, and to make money. All right, that's the entire point of also listening to this show. It's the reason that I exist for you guys and gals out there that want to invest in real estate so you can make money and so you can have fun doing it. Remember, create a business out of real estate investing, not a job. Otherwise, you're going to be miserable 10 years from now. Trust me. And believe me, I've been there. So a couple things. One, go to thinkrealty.com. It's where I live. I created a lot of awesome training videos for you guys and gals that are interested in real estate investing, or for you pros that just want to refine that skill set. So go to thinkrealty.com. We have an event coming up in February 24th to 26th in Dallas. I'm going to be there. Shake my hand, shake the hands of all the other Think Realty coaches and all of the other people that are there to network. You will find money, you will find deals, and you will find potential team members. So come join us. Go to thinkrealty.com/events and register. When you register, type in code ABHI. It's a super James Bond-ish code. And essentially, it's a pat on the back for telling me that you're listening to me every day. If you want to get in touch with Bruce, do so at kinlochpartners.net, K-I-N-L-O-C-H partners.net. And you know what's interesting about Bruce? He was on the cover of our very own Think Realty magazine, which you can pick up at Barnes & Noble and the majority of the 84 lumber stores. So make sure that you pick up a copy as well. He has a tremendous amount of experience, over 25 years of experience in financial and real estate investment. In the U.S., he's worked with hedge funds. He knows how to do the build-to-rent. He just kind of is like a ninja of all real estate investment activity. So, Bruce, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I buy, rehab, rent, and sell and develop single-family rental homes in four states and southern states.
Perfect. And you've had a lot of experience in this. You met your business partner 45 years ago, you were telling me. And I'm like, are you kidding me? 45 years ago? How does that work?
We met in kindergarten in Dearborn, Michigan, and happened to go to Kinlock Elementary School. So I came up with a unique name for our company as Kinlock Partners.
That's awesome. So I'm assuming that interaction in elementary school went something like this. You had a pencil in your hand. Your business partner had drawn up a contract already on using a set of multicolored crayons and construction paper. And you guys signed each other's names saying, hey, you know what? This is firm. It's done. We're going to get an attorney involved. We're business partners.
So it went a little different. He had something I wanted. I had some money in my pocket. I lowballed him, and he sold it to me. And I figured he'd be a good partner or a person to have in my life because he was going to enrich me. And he, of course, would think that I was paying top dollar for the things that he had.
That's awesome. That's a really, really cool story. And that's Dearborn, Michigan, you said.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. I was born and raised in Kalamazoo, so we're Michiganders. Look at that.
Absolutely.
Huge fan of the state of Michigan and what kind of like Detroit's been doing over the last little while. But let's talk a little bit about the low-hanging fruit before, as we're kind of getting geared up for the show, you'd mentioned some of the low-hanging fruit for investors has pretty much gone away. It's difficult to find deals out there. What is that low-hanging fruit that you had mentioned?
So a few years ago, the major institutional funds, both the publicly traded REITs and the private equity funds, would be on the courthouse steps with suitcases of money, young kids with little computers, and running back and forth to the gentleman that had the millions of dollars in his suitcase, and they were buying 10, 20, 50, 100 houses in one day on the courthouse steps in Georgia. We actually have something called Super Tuesday, where every county in the state has their auctions same time on Tuesday. So smaller, medium-sized operators, it was tougher to buy those assets because, you know, we couldn't be in the 50, 60, 70 counties there were, but the major institutions had people and money at every county. And so, quite frankly, they were able to snap up most of the quality assets at low prices, but that low-hanging fruit is gone. There's no more product that you can buy of any bulk on the courthouse steps. So a lot of these institutional owners or institutional companies have had to reinvent themselves and go a different direction to gain and gather assets.
I certainly see that in Atlanta as well. I mean, I'll generally go to the Super Tuesdays in Fulton County, and boy, oh boy, I mean, I'm not surprised to see hundreds of people there, and it's very difficult to find deals there anymore. I mean, you know, maybe you might get the one-off and kind of get lucky, but what you're going to end up with is a bidding war. And if it's a good house in a good neighborhood, it most likely is going to go above the threshold that you want to pay anyway. And I mean, ultimately, that's not why we're in the real estate business. We're in it to find a good deal and not overpay for something that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So
I think something else that's important about that is you don't know what's behind door number one.
That's right.
You can buy the asset. You finally get in there. It's not the house you thought of. You paid full price, and now you've got something that needs more rehab than you might have budgeted. So you might, you know, end up paying more for an asset that you could have possibly got out of the MLS or knocked on doors in the neighborhood or whatnot. So it can actually be a pricey proposition too if there's a lot of things wrong on the other side of the door.
Completely agreed. Let's talk a little bit more about those acquisition strategies when we come back. Think Realty listeners, here's what I want you to do. Go to kinlockpartners.net. That website is kinlochpartners.net. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com. Or you know what? Find me on Instagram, follow me, and ask me your question. If you haven't already done so, make sure that you pick up a copy of the Think Realty magazine at Barnes & Noble. And also, go to thinkrealty.com and register for our Dallas event, February 24th to the 26th. I'll see you in a second.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate success. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Text ON AIR to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at sgfcontracting.com. That's sgfcontracting.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the landlord helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Avi Goldhar, and we are back. Before the break, Bruce had just kind of said something that I'm a huge fan of, which is knocking on doors to find good property. And especially if you're just starting out or you're considering investing in real estate at some point in time, one of the biggest things that you need to pay attention to is how you're getting and how you're finding the right deals. And what does the right deal even really mean? The second thing, of course, is finding capital. The third thing, of course, is building the right team so you can ultimately grow and scale your business. But I wanted to talk with Bruce a little bit about how he's finding the deals that he's purchasing currently. Bruce, can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Sure. So, I mean, I think you need to have a multi-strategy approach. You certainly can look at the MLS. And when we get on the MLS a lot of times at 4, 5, 6 in the morning, and we can hit the new listings as soon as they come up. That's certainly one thing you can do. And, of course, always have that pre-approval letter or the proof of funds that you can show immediately, because that's going to put you on top of the other offers that may come in to the real estate agent that day. You know, we do a lot of prospecting, so we'll look at the tax assessor's website, take a look at some streets or some subdivisions that we want to own houses, and we'll go knocking on doors. I'll hire some young kids, make sure they dress nice, give them some business cards, and literally go introduce ourselves to neighbors in a subdivision. And a lot of times people are not interested in selling, but they'll point their finger across the street and let us know, you know, that lady's been talking about selling or had a lifestyle change. And so we're able to get houses that never go on the market just by networking or knocking on doors in subdivisions that we want to own houses.
I love that strategy. One strategy that I use a lot is attending some of the HOA meetings. And
sure,
that works out really well, like figuring out what some of the gripes are and just introducing myself and saying, hey, you know what? This is what I do, but I'm not really here just to flip and flip and flip and own property. I'm really here to help solve some problems, right? Like, that's a major challenge, whatever it could be, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a roof, whatever it is, offer that value and just be available. And over time, establish the relationship with the HOA president, establish relationships with some of the neighbors in the area. And then all of a sudden, like you're saying, Bruce, you can find the deals and you're on your way instead of having to pick through the leftovers, say, on the MLS, that even the institutional guys and gals, they're already doing that, right? Like, they already have hordes of people, tons of people scouring Atlanta, scouring, say, Charlotte for these deals, and then they have their own platforms evaluating these deals in a split second. You don't need to have to compete with those anymore. What do you think about portfolios and buying portfolios if I'm looking at scaling? Where can I find some of those right now?
Well, I think another place you can go to find 10, 20, 30 houses is go to a community bank and find out from that community bank if they have an REO department or if they have some assets that they need to dispose of, and check back with those bankers monthly or quarterly, and you'd be surprised. They might have 5 houses or 10 houses. And, of course, the next thing you ask, and I've done this successfully, is they want to get them off their balance sheet, but they also like making money. So then you ask the banker if you can buy the houses, but if they'll loan you the money. And we've been very successful buying the assets from a bank, but then also getting the bank to lend us money. And it really works out to be, you know, a win-win for both of us.
So that could be, though, a little bit of a far-fetched concept for somebody that's new, because say they don't have a relationship with a community bank, what's the best way to kind of get into the good graces, I guess, if you will, with a banker that's willing to say, hey, you know what, we have a couple of properties, or check back in a quarter or so, we might have some that you could buy, and then of course them lending on the properties that they want to sell to you, especially if they're making a little bit of money and you can prove that they're you're trustworthy and a potentially good borrower. Would you suggest cold calling some of these banks? How do I kind of build some of those initial relationships?
So I guess, first of all, you might want to be a customer of the bank or the credit union. You know, you put $1,000 in a bank or a credit union, you're the customer. You can certainly ask to talk to a president or vice president, or talk to or ask for the person in charge of bad assets or assets they've taken back, which is usually called the REO department, real estate owned department. And those people are paid to dispose of houses or real estate, whether it be residential or commercial, and get that off their balance sheet. So actually, you may be thinking they'd be doing you a favor. You're actually doing them a favor. So it's pretty easy to get those people to return your calls. You can usually get on the website and send somebody an email, and folks that are listening would be shocked at how quickly you can correspond with those people.
So if this is something that obviously seems like a really good idea, is this something that I should be concerned about, say, with a lot of competition? Are there 5, 10, 20, 50 other people thinking and doing the same thing at my local community banks, very similar to like a Super Tuesday with 400 people bidding up one or two properties?
Well, I think if that's the way you think, then you're not going to get on the MLS in the morning, because there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people looking for the same type of house that you're looking for. And so I think there's more competition probably looking on the MLS, but you're still able to buy a house here and there off the MLS. I don't think it would be harder. I quite think it would be easier to, you know, buy or search for the assets, both from a bank, or a lot of times a mom-and-pop operation, the operators get older, the family or the kids don't want the assets. And you'd be surprised how many people are out there with two or three houses. They're not going to gain scale. They're getting sick and tired of getting the calls at night when there's a problem with the toilet or an eviction or whatnot. And there's a lot of mom and pops out there just trying to dispose of two or three houses, and they're willing to sell those houses at a discount because, of course, there's not a real estate agent involved or whatnot. And if they've owned the house for a long time, they can be creative with maybe even financing it and taking back a note, or they're willing to sell the house at less than market value, because they've owned it so long, it's had appreciation, they've paid down their mortgage, they certainly have room to give a small investor a good deal on a few assets.
That makes a lot of sense to me. And you said the third way that you can acquire assets is building them yourselves, right? Like I can find land.
Absolutely.
Yep, find land.
We've been doing that since 2005, 2006.
Awesome.
Finding builders that maybe were tight on money, had to sell the last five houses or to start a neighborhood, had to have some capital and wanted to sell you the first five houses or some, you know, where in between, you know, letting builders know that if they have assets, they have to move off the books, you know, quickly. We could buy those assets at a discount, or you could enter into arrangements with builders where maybe you buy the lots and you get a hand or your hands on some cheap lots that are in a neighborhood that might have been foreclosed on or whatnot, and then you buy the lots, and then you can do a joint venture with the builder where he builds you the house, you own the lots, he ends up selling the house to you, and you end up getting it at a much better deal because you provided the lots for the builder to build them.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I think one of the big takeaways for me as we kind of head into the break here is the mindset that you need to be open to opportunities, right? It's not enough just to say, oh, we can't find anything on the MLS, or we're not going to find anything at all on Craigslist or connecting with people and knocking on doors and hiring a couple of folks to do that. I think it's a very, very, very interesting time to expand the acquisition strategies and see what's actually working in the space. Hone in on it, focus in on it, and start acquiring. We're going to break. And Think Realty listeners, check out kinlockpartners.net. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or find me pretty much anywhere online. And when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit more about build-to-rent and what good acquisition numbers really mean. Stick around.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think-
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're back. I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. My guest today is Bruce McMillage from KinlockPartners.net. And his story about meeting his business partner 45 years ago in kindergarten was just too funny to me. That's so awesome. And it's cool how life just does that to me. I met my business partner over a conference call, and he and I immediately became attached at the hip. And I said, all right, you can't get rid of me even if you wanted to. And he laughed, and we've been able to build since 2007, 2008, and it's been such a fun ride since. And we started Summit & Crown, my company, in the height of the crash. And even my folks were wondering, they're like, are you really? Are you serious? I said, yeah, I have a good feeling about this guy. And it's been super cool and super fun ever since. And I think that's just a lesson to be learned, right? If we keep our eyes wide open, if you make the right decisions and take a leap of faith, it can really work. Before the break, Bruce and I were talking about acquisition strategies. And now I want to talk a little bit about what are the numbers that make sense to do a deal. And obviously it's different for a fix and flip versus a rental versus a build to rent. So Bruce, can you comment a little bit about what Kinlock Partners looks for in a good deal, and what's the deciding factor, those deciding numbers for you on whether or not you'll buy it?
Sure. So if you're working with a builder, a contract builder, you're just trying to buy assets from a builder, the average builder has 10% cost in marketing that house. They have 6% commissions to agents. They have to have a model. They do advertising, and they have to pay the utilities on that model. So right there, there's 10%. If you go into a builder and you offer them 90 cents on a dollar for that house and can buy it relatively quickly without contingencies of financing or them waiting for 90 days to fund it on a mortgage, the builder will sell you that house at a 10% discount because they're netting out the same amount of money. So everybody should know that. You don't have to pay the price the builders are offering the house for. And the builders offer the upgrades, the refrigerators, the blinds, the microwaves, the garage door openers. Don't take those things. They're doubling their money on those options. Mm. Go out and sign a contract with a blind company. Go out and get a contract for appliances. You'll end up spending a lot less getting the house ready to rent, and you'll make a lot more money. And so you have to know how the builders work and how they get paid, and you can buy a brand new asset at a discount.
I couldn't agree with you more. One of my buddies, he was buying from a builder, and this was a home he wanted to live in, and he wanted this ventless fireplace. I mean, this thing looked beautiful. He ended up paying about $9,000-$10,000 for the upgrade. But I told him, I said, are you kidding me? Why did you do that? You could have done it yourself for far less. So that's definitely advice that is well said and well taken. I mean, if you are looking specifically to work with a builder and taking those upgrades, you could potentially be in a world of hurt, because you can only imagine how much extra those items and those appliances will cost you if you buy them from the builder on that upgrade. That's definitely an issue.
And I think there's another issue. I think there's another issue that every Sure. single person listening to this can take advantage of. A builder doesn't want to own their model house. They don't want to own two or three model houses. They want to get those books off the balance sheet so that they don't have to pay interest. And so what you can do is you can actually buy the model home and then rent it to the builder, and the builder will sign a 1 or 2 or 3 year lease, and they need that model as long as they're selling in the neighborhood. Now, a couple of things you get there. You get the house at a discount. You get a guaranteed tenant that has to pay you every month. And the builder's models always have the higher end finishes, the crown molding, the wainscoting, the granite, the stainless steel appliances, because they want people that come into that model to buy the upgrades. So you own the house, they pay you rent, and at the end of the subdivision, you get them to come back in, put new carpeting in, put new paint on the walls, because they can do that for, you know, nickels on the dollar compared to what you can do it for. And that asset is going to appreciate because over time that builder is going to have increases, and you're going to make that appreciation while having a guaranteed.
That is super smart. I didn't even think about that, like writing this down. This is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to find people in Atlanta that are building subdivisions. I'm going to say, hey, this is a cool little nifty thing. Let me buy your model homes. That's awesome. So if our listeners wanted to, say, work with you directly, you and your team directly, what are some of the ways that they can do that with you?
I think it's very easy. And if I was a young kid out of college or I was somebody new at this business with limited funds, I would learn what somebody was looking for as far as an asset, the vintage, the years, how old of a house do they want? Do they want a three-bedroom or four-bedroom or five-bedroom? What part of town, what zip code? And I'd become the bird dog. I would, independent of anybody else, you know, get some cards made from Vistaprint, get a cell phone. Those things are easy to do. And go knock on doors on Saturday morning. You know, talk to people at the HOA. If you see a house for rent, knock on all the other doors around it and say, hey, these people are selling their house. Would you like to sell your house? And quite frankly, you know, my boss or my joint venture partner or whatnot will probably pay you more because there's no commissions involved. And so you can become a bird dog for somebody like us or a local investor, and traditionally we'll pay $1,000 to $2,000 per deal. You find me five houses a month, you know, I'm going to give you between $5,000 and $10,000 a month. So it can be very lucrative to make money in real estate and not have to pay anything. You just find the person that does want to buy it, and then you become the middleman and get a fee based on each house that you're able to get to that owner.
And I think that's a really great way to get started with real estate investing and get your feet wet, right? It gets you very attuned to the market. You know who the players are, like a Kinlock Partners, and you're making money. And most importantly, it's not like you're going to have a whole lot of financial liability in the game. You don't have a whole lot of dollars invested because you're not buying the property, right? You're not carrying the debt. You're not paying the contractors. You don't have to do any of these things. You can let Bruce and his team handle all that, and you're still making money. Granted, Bruce and his team will make money too, obviously, when they rehab the house and then they'll rent it or they'll sell it or whatever their exit strategy may be. But ultimately, you have an inside track into a buyer like Kinlock, and you're getting experience in the real estate investing world, which I think is super cool. So, Bruce, we have maybe about a minute before we have to go to break. Tell us a little bit about the subdivision you're building in Fairview, Tennessee.
Sure. So the new concept, very new concept on an old concept, well, on an old concept, the new concept as well, is build to rent. People are starting to hear about build to rent. I'm doing now entire subdivisions. Now, they may not be large subdivisions, but again, I'll go in and buy the lots, or quite frankly, I'll find the builder, usually a small builder, and that person obviously has trouble with financing or whatnot. If that builder can go to the bank and show the banker every single one of these houses is already pre-sold, I don't need a model, I don't need an agent, here's my sales contract, they'll get better terms from their banker. They'll build the houses faster. You can put quality finishes, you know, at the cost. And we're going to do a whole subdivision. Why? Nobody complains about a rental house being next to them. You can control prices and really dominate that city or dominate that zip code, dominate that market. And they're brand new. People won't move out of a brand new house after a year because why would you move out of a brand new house after a year? And I want to build subdivisions like that close to elementary and middle schools because your typical tenant has younger kids and not older kids. And if you can do that, you can do small subdivisions or parts of subdivisions. You can become very, very dominant, and it would be profitable to do that in that area of the city which you're working in.
And that's how you can win the game. Think Realty listeners, go to kinlockpartners.net. Get in touch with Bruce and his team and see how you can work with them. I think it's a fantastic opportunity to do that. If you have questions for me, go to thinkrealty.com or find me anywhere online and ask me a real estate question. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at sgfcontracting.com. That's sgfcontracting.com.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, we're on the home stretch. I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk. And if you haven't already done so, pick up a copy of Think Realty magazine. The reason I say that is because Bruce McNillage, my guest today, was on the cover a couple months ago, and it's one of the best magazines you can read about real estate investing in the industry today. Before the break, and if you're just tuning in, we were having an awesome conversation about being a bird dog and what that means. And during the break, Bruce and I were talking a little bit about the fact that you don't need a license to be a bird dog. you can do this without it. And I want Bruce to talk a little bit about that, because this is such a powerful strategy and it means so much to small business owners or entrepreneurs. You're thinking about getting into real estate investing because you've heard about it from a friend or you watched it on TV and you don't want to take a whole lot of financial risk. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you need a lot of experience even to get involved. So Bruce, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've over the last 6.5, 7 years, I've probably bought, rehabbed, kept, or sold to institutions or individuals probably 750 houses. I've developed condominiums. I've owned apartment complexes, but 750 rental houses. I don't have a license. I never will have a license. You know, I don't have a college degree in real estate. I never worked for a real estate company. I just started on my own. And what you can do, if you bird dog or if you find those assets, you're not selling anything. You're introducing a buyer to a seller. You're helping basically people network, and for a fee, that person's going to pay you. Another thing you can do if you find a good buyer and a willing seller is you can tell the buyer, I want 10% of the deal. Now, what does that mean? You form an LLC or whatnot, and for finding the house, you don't want $1,000. You want a small portion of the ownership. Or another great strategy is if you can do the sweat equity, you can lay the tile, you can put the toilets in, you can paint. Doctors and lawyers don't want to do that. So what you do is you hook them up, you introduce them, you make your $1,000 fee, and you say, I'm going to put a budget together. We're going to use your credit card to buy all the materials. I'll do all the work, and for that, I want to own 10% of the house. This is a way to get ownership by utilizing your talents, and you can do these at night or on the weekends.
And it's a really easy way to develop a good understanding of the market, of real estate, of property, of the local neighborhood. And we all know real estate is super hyper local anyway, right? So if you're, like you said, if you're able to partner with a builder, partner with an investor, and all of a sudden you're using their capital, that is an incredible way to make money for yourself. You're making money for them, obviously.
Well, and Donald Trump and all these famous investors have a slogan, use other people's money. And that's really where you can make money, is by using other people's money. There's no risk. You're not borrowing anything. Again, you're just being a smart marketer of real estate. But let me say this. Mm-hmm. My main handyman, who became a contractor and is now self-employed, watched me. He watched me buy houses. He watched me sell houses. He saw how I dealt with bankers and people. And I told him, if you listen to me, if you work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, which he told me he wanted to, you'll learn. And sure enough, within a few years, I was paying him a six-figure salary, and he learned, and now he has 12 rental properties of his own. He can do the work on them. He's acquiring properties every few months, and he now is a landlord, and he started off with me a few years ago as a handyman.
That's awesome. I mean, and it comes down to one word, right, Bruce? It comes down to value. What value can I bring to you? In this case, that handyman brought tremendous value, learned a lot, and now owns the 12 single-family rentals. He probably has great financing. He has cash flow, and he has a vision for the future. He's constantly acquiring. He understands his model. He understands his numbers. And that came from a leap of faith, and it came from the value he was providing to you. And I think that's awesome.
Correct. And I think the biggest thing for listeners, and if we have to end after this, that's fine. America, the American dream was to own your home, pay it off over 30 years, sell it, and move to Florida. Those times are dead. Those are gone. Home ownership has been on a decline for 6 decades. Now, everybody has to live in a house. If you don't own it, you have to rent it. And people are now renting the American dream. They don't want to share walls with people living in apartment complexes. And if you own the American dream and you can't sell it, you can rent it to those people. And I've had a lot of tenants rent for me for 5, 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. How many houses do you want to own if you have a tenant for 10 years that pays your rent every single month and is paying down your mortgage? And so we are going through, in my opinion, one of the greatest societal failures of our generation. That's people don't have the ability to buy the American dream, and so they will rent it. and they will rent it from you.
Jeez, that, I think that sums up the show. That, so if I'm hearing this for the first time, and I, like I said, I'm a small business owner, I'm an entrepreneur, and I want to take advantage of the real estate market, from what I'm gathering, step number one, Bird Dog, gain the experience, get in touch with Kinlock, get in touch with you, understand what that buying criteria is, wholesale a couple deals, get a Bird Dog fee, get a finder's fee, so I'm making a little bit of money, I'm learning about the real estate market, and then start to understand how I can buy property than to rent it, because like you said, what better way to build and accumulate wealth than to have somebody else pay down your mortgage, and you're creating value for them, and ultimately they're creating value for you because you have an asset that is appreciating over the long term. You have somebody that's paying down your principal, interest, and mortgage, and a little bit on top. That's incredible to me. So maybe it's a mental game now. Maybe it's a mental game for you, the listener, to take some type of action, get in touch with me, get in touch with Bruce, more importantly, and see what value you can bring. And Bruce, how? What's the best way people can get in touch with you and your team?
Email me at bruce@kinlockpartners.net. They can go on the website and do that. I'd also ask them just to Google my name or Kinlock Partners name and take a look at the articles and what we've done over time. And literally, this is something anybody can do. I started 12 years ago with one house. And we've done, you know, hundreds and hundreds. We've been bought out 13 times by hedge funds and REITs. And if you can believe it, you can achieve it. If you don't, you won't. And it's the 1%. It's the 1% of the people that go out and do it, that don't cut corners, that can get up when they're knocked down and don't take no for an answer, that will be successful in this business.
And that's the show. Think Realty listeners, here's what I want you to do. Go to kinlockpartners.net. That's K-I-N-L-O-C-H partners.net. Look up Bruce. Check him out. Check out his team. Get involved not only in the conversation, but also in deals. When is now a good time to get started investing in real estate? And that was in my line. That's Anthony Robbins' line. So I'm going to just borrow that from you, Mr. Robbins. Thank you very much. If you have questions for me, man, oh man, oh man, I love talking about this topic. I love talking about bird dogging and wholesaling and doing some of those initial flips and starting to build that portfolio for passive income, because I'm tired of hearing the story about the one guy or the one gal that put in 30, 40 years, doesn't have anything to show for it, and now all of a sudden doesn't have a retirement fund. That's a big no-no in my world. I'm here to help you fix that potential issue so it doesn't happen again. Get in touch with me. Go to thinkrealty.com or just look me up anywhere online. My favorite place to go right now is Instagram. So make sure you connect with me there. Ask your question. And I'll tell you something. It's not so bad when you start closing a couple of these deals. Get in touch with Bruce and see what everybody can do together. If you're not local, no, don't worry about it. Find somebody in your local area that's like a Bruce that can help you out, that you can work with for the long term. And keep in mind, that's the key word here, long term. Have a good mindset. Wake up every morning with that understanding that it's going to take a little bit of time, that this isn't a short-term game. It is a long-term game. But what you can do right now is start to take the necessary steps to learn as you go. And that, my friends, will pay off tremendously. Bruce, thank you very much for coming on the show with me. I certainly appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
You got it. Think Realty listeners, you know what to do. KinlockPartners.net, ThinkRealty.com, and I will see you next time. See ya.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future, right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips. Biz Talk Radio.